The Ticket. Podcasts are brought to you in part by Lewis Jewelers, the official jeweler of The Ticket and proud partner of Michigan Athletics.
Good morning, Ann Arbor, Michigan. Happy Friday, everybody. TGIF. This is the Michigan Insider on a Friday, March 31st, 2023, here on Sports Talk 1050, WTK The Ticket. We are online at WTKA.com. It's been 1,217 days since Ohio State last beat Michigan on the football field. 1,217 days and counting. And tomorrow, when it's 1-2-1-8, we'll be congregating at the corner of Stadium in Maine for the Michigan football spring game. Game is at 3 o'clock. The pregame NIL event is at noon at the Chrysler Center. Kids are free. $30 for adults, and a lot of student athletes from across different sports will be there. Should be a lot of fun. Great opportunity. Great NIL event for the student athletes, and great NIL meet and greet event opportunity for the fans as well. So very cool. Excited to see that. A lot to get to on the show. Coming up in a little bit, we're going to hear from Michigan hockey interim hockey coach Brandon Nerato. He had a local media sit down a couple days ago. We're going to bring that to you as they continue to get ready for their trip to the Frozen Four next week. But we also had hockey news yesterday as the Hobie hat trick finalists, the final three finalists for the Hobie Baker Award, were announced yesterday. Of course, the Hobie Baker is the Heisman of college hockey, and it's for the best player in college hockey. We don't think it's always been given to the best player in college hockey. Of course, the Heisman isn't always really given to the best player in college football. But should we be surprised? Should we not be surprised with who the finalists are? Thankfully, rightfully, freshman forward Adam Fantilli from our Wolverine Icers is a finalist. Of course, as we've discussed many times here now on the show, ridiculously, he was not even a finalist for the Big Ten Player of the Year, even though he was probably the Big Ten Player of the Year. The numbers blew everybody else away, but that's besides the point. The other two finalists, however, were also Big Ten players, and they're both from Minnesota, a couple of sophomores from Minnesota, Logan Cooley and Matthew Nyes. And Matthew Nyes is getting all this love. His numbers are equivalent to Mackie Samuskevich's. I'm not denying that Matthew Nyes is a really good hockey player, but so is Mackie Samuskevich. He, in fact, scored the game-winning goal to send Michigan to the Frozen Four, right? I am not denying that Matthew Nyes is a really good player. But if his numbers are equivalent to Mackie Samuskevich, why are two Minnesota guys on this list and one Michigan guy and nowhere else? You tell me that Quinnipiac didn't have a player or somebody else. There's got to be somebody else. Regardless, maybe the Minnesota players will split the vote. It shouldn't come to that. And if Fantilli's been the best player in the country for most, if not all, the year, and his numbers back up that he is the best player in America, and he kind of finished it off with that tying goal in the game against Penn State in Allentown. But we'll see how the final voting takes place, or when it's announced. We'll see what the final tally looks like. The winner will be announced next Friday in the middle of the Frozen Four. Of course, next Thursday are the Frozen Four games, and next Saturday is the national championship game. And they do the ceremony at a nice hotel ballroom somewhere. I assume the media hotel in the middle. Had a chance back in 1997 after the try not to relive that semifinal game, but I left that next day, but I did not leave until after watching Brendan Morrison win the Hobie Baker. I believe that was still when they did it, that they were doing it in the middle, not on the Wednesday before. I'm pretty sure it was in the middle, but I went to the, but that Friday, go to the Hobie Baker and then take off because Michigan had lost in the Frozen Four and didn't want to stick around for the national championship game. No reason to stick around for the national championship game that year. So hopefully Adam Fantilli has a reason to be in Tampa all weekend long through late Saturday night, and comes home with a lot of hardware, including the Hobie Baker and, of course, another nice shiny trophy for Yost Ice Arena as well. So that was the news from Michigan hockey yesterday. And we will hear, as I said, from Brandon Nerato coming up in a little bit here on the show. Later on in the show, we're going to get to the recruiting roundup. As usual, we're going to get to Greg Dooley coming up. He's going to join us in the early part of the 8 o'clock hour. Professor Greg Dooley talking NIL and more. And then Andrea Adelson from ESPN, of course, she's a good friend of the show. And she is going to preview the Women's Final Four. She's in Dallas. She was in Greenville. She's in Dallas. And we're going to talk about the Women's Final Four, which, of course, is tonight. And I was going through and I was looking at the numbers for the most watched Women's Final Four games and how those numbers looked. And there was a breakdown I was looking at this list back. The championship game in 99 had 5-something million. The championship game in 02 had 5.6 million. The 04 championship game, 5.58 million. So these are the numbers. Those are the biggest numbers for a championship game. For semifinals, the biggest numbers are in the, I believe they're in the threes. But in the last few years, the semifinal, last year, the highest rated semifinals had 2.69 million viewers. And as I go back through the years, there was one with 2.7 million.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
And I bring that up because we're expecting a huge number there in the late semifinal, 3 million plus in 2013, UConn versus Notre Dame. And that's the highest rated national semifinal game, the most watched national semifinal game in the last 10 years. The year before that, Baylor-Stanford had a pretty nice number of 3.756 million. So if this game can approach, and I think it will approach 4 million viewers tonight, the South Carolina-Iowa game, it will go down as the most watched national semifinal Final Four game. If it can approach, that's if it's getting in the, what, 4-5 million range. And then if it can get over 6, it'll be the most watched women's basketball game ever. And I think that we're talking about that kind of a thing. First of all, look at what the secondary market looks like down in Dallas. And I know there's an article comparing the Dallas secondary market and the Houston secondary market for the two Final Fours. It's not even fair. First of all, as we discussed here on the show, all the star power in the Final Fours this weekend is in Dallas, right? It's Caitlin Clark, it's Dawn Staley, it's Aaliyah Boston, it's South Carolina, it's Iowa, that in particular that game. But that's where the star power is. Plus, the arena is, what, 18, 20, whatever thousand people, that, you know, an NBA arena, as opposed to playing inside the dome or the stadium in Houston, which is 70-plus thousand tickets. It's not a fair comparison to truly make. But the point is, the secondary market right now, I think the get-in price at the cheapest number in Dallas for the women's Final Four tonight to buy the full session, I believe it's the weekend package, is like, so for games tonight and for Sunday as well, it's like $500 or $600. It's awesome. And what I think that's showing is how much people are really interested. There were 2.5 million people watched Caitlin Clark play in her national semifinal or regional final game. And that was not in a Final Four. And that was not against Dawn Staley's South Carolina squad featuring Aaliyah Boston, right? The offensive, the national player of the year, the defense player of the year, the coach of the year, the star powers in this game. Really excited about this game tonight. We're going to talk about it with Andrew Adelson coming up at around 9:25 this morning here on the Michigan Insider on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, the ticket. And so really looking forward to that. And obviously the Final Fours are a part of this stretch. Depending upon your perspective, you have yesterday being opening day, being the start of 11 awesome days in sports. Either it's an 11-day stretch or when it matters to you, so when it matters to us, a 15 to 17-day stretch. It depends on, you know, if Michigan wins their national semifinal game in the Frozen Four. But starting yesterday, right, you have opening day. Tonight you have the women's Final Four. Tomorrow you have the men's Final Four. Sunday you have the women's championship game. Monday you have the men's championship game. Right, the beginning of the baseball season is upon us as we are embarking on home openers next week as well. Thursday through Sunday next week is the Masters with practice rounds leading up to it. So you have all of that. And then, of course, the Frozen Four is next Thursday and Saturday if your teams are in it. So you're talking about an 11-day stretch, right? This is 11 days regardless, but it's an 11-day stretch through the Sunday of the Masters, where you have the Final Four, the Frozen Four, the Masters, starting yesterday, opening day in the beginning of the baseball season. This 11-day stretch is a phenomenal, phenomenal 11-day stretch in sports. And it was a good start yesterday for some on opening day. I know for the Tigers, they did not get off to a good start. First time shutout on opening day since 89, the sixth time it's happened, I believe, since the turn of the century 123 years ago. But just the opening day, it was not the pitching was eh. The offense was obviously non-existent. Just opening day. I have a hard time really getting into opening day of the baseball season for the Tigers until it's the home opener. And it's not about my level of excitement, because I watched some baseball on TV yesterday, but it was not my level of excitement for the start of the season. It's just when it's not here, it's kind of, it just doesn't feel as real. It's just further away. It's a little bit more removed. And so it's a, and so there's that. But it's a great 11-day stretch. Started yesterday with opening day. It goes through Masters Sunday, and you have two Final Fours and a Frozen Four all in there as well. And, man, it's a great stretch of time. So looking forward to, we'll hear from Brandon Arado later on this morning. We've got a lot to get to here on the Michigan Insider. We'll roll along, which we'll roll along, I say, on the other side of the break here on Sports Talk 1050 WTK, The Ticket.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show.
Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville?
Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.